This past weekend, hundreds of spear fishermen went to Black Lake near Onaway for the lake sturgeon fishing season. The season only lasted 2 hours. And IPR's Morgan Springer was there when the first fish was caught.
It's dawn as a procession of big trucks and snowmobiles drive across the ice towards villages of fishing shanties. All right, it's really, really cold out here. It's about 7 degrees and it's lightly, lightly snowing. And you can see in the distance just a bunch of fishing shanties. There are more than 400 people on the ice today, but they can only spear 6 fish. At 8 o'clock, the Black Lake sturgeon fishing season starts, and within 3 minutes, the first fish is speared. Someone radios it in to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources trailer at the edge of the lake.
It's fully a duck, Boskowski. On the south end off the state park, has a sturgeon. I don't think it's on the ice yet. So FYI, there's going to be one coming out of that area.
Black Lake is big. It's 6 miles long. The radio calls are necessary to make sure they don't go over the harvest limit.
That's a quick way of us knowing, boom, one of the 6 fish is taken.
That's Tim Swalinski, a senior fisheries biologist for the DNR.
So we can update our phone lines basically within a minute or two.
Thank you for calling the 2018 Black Lake Sturgeon Hotline. At 8:05, 1 sturgeon has been harvested.
Anglers call that line to see if the harvest limit has been reached and if the season is over. DNR officials say people are pretty good about checking in and respecting the limit. The harvest limit is so low because lake sturgeon are a state-threatened species. Swalinski says the population declined over the last 100 years or so because of overfishing and dams.
The sturgeon need access to big rivers with lots of cobble, gravel to spawn on, and dams basically cut their spawning grounds off at a lot of locations.
For years now, the DNR and other organizations have worked to rehabilitate the native fish.
We got a fish here.
The angler who caught the first sturgeon has just arrived with the fish in his truck bed, and people crowd around to see the stiff and bloody fish.
Ready, ma'am? Yeah, we'll see. No tags.
Sturgeon pretty much look like small sharks. They're gray and prehistoric.
They're a dinosaur of a fish.
That's Tim Swalinski again.
One of the most ancient freshwater fishes that we have in Michigan, if not the most ancient.
At their inspection table, the DNR weighs the fish.
45.8.
That's 45.8 pounds, and they measure it at just under 5 feet long.
Ed, you want to cut this?
Research biologist Ed Baker cuts a small hole in the sturgeon's belly to check its gender.
It's a girl.
Yep. Female.
It's a girl.
John Stiles, the angler who caught her, looks on.
How many years have you been coming out?
30.
30?
Yeah. It's only the second one
so
I ever killed.
Patient.
Oh, yeah.
I talked over him, but he says this is only the second one I ever killed.
What do you like about it?
Just the thrill of it. Seeing them.
Which is this?
Mine.
Are you taking them to a taxidermist? No?
Okay. Are you eating it?
Yep.
Well, how do you cook it?
We just fry them up.
As we're talking, Baker has just cut off part of the sturgeon's fin.
I just cut the first fin ray off of the pectoral fin,
yeah.
And we use that to try and determine the age of the fish.
Okay.
So we'll take that back to the lab, cut a cross-section through it, a real thin cross-section through it, and there'll be rings just like on a tree.
Really?
So we can count the rings and presumably,
that's cool.
How you age fish.
70-inch fish coming your way.
Another one?
It's 8:20, and already the third sturgeon of the season has been speared. 6 fish isn't much, especially when there are hundreds of people out on the lake right now trying to spear them. But Tim Swalinski says people still come out because it's part of the local culture around Onaway and Sheboygan. Plus,
people like big fish. These aren't bluegill. They're fish that weigh as much as some of the people coming in to register.
The third sturgeon that speared is like that. It's big, 6 feet long and 100 pounds. It could be more than 70 years old, says Ed Baker with the DNR. People, spectators really, crowd around the fish. They pose in photos with it, and one guy gets down on his belly in the snow, so he's face to face with the sturgeon, and takes a picture. And then
As of 10:23 on Saturday, February 3rd, the sixth and final fish has been harvested. The Black Lake sturgeon season is officially closed.
After a little over 2 hours, it's done. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer on Black Lake near Onaway.